Peace, love, and light, so family, welcome back to Queen Talk LA. I hope this message finds you in abundance, in love and light. Today, we are going to be diving into one of my favorite new items at Simply, and this is going to be the Maquis Berry Sea Moss. Now, what is Maquis Berry? Well, before we get into that, I want to remind you guys that this podcast is for educational purposes only. I'm not here prescribing, I'm not here diagnosing, I'm really just sharing with you guys my perspectives and most importantly, some of my favorite items available to us that has been made in nature. You know, it's so important to remember that we are holistic beings. And although I remind you guys to always consult your healthcare professional or provider if you suspect that you have any health concerns or if you experience any unusual symptoms, these natural remedies should be used as complementary therapy and should not replace medical treatment. So all these Queen Talk LA podcasts are for educational purposes, and I do encourage you guys to consider leaving a review because it helps not only the algorithm, but it helps me to make better content for you guys. And I also welcome you guys to consider becoming exclusive subscribers where you guys have more of an in-depth perspective into my view on holistic healing, what some of my favorite things are. But again, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you've heard on this podcast. So the information is presented here will never be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. So you want to always make sure that you seek that advice, especially from a physician or from any other qualified health provider with any questions that you may have regarding your medical conditions, okay? And, you know, relying on any information provided by this podcast is solely received and digested at your own risk, right? So Queen Talk LA, we don't endorse any specific test or physicians or products, procedures, or any information. So I would just always encourage you guys to contact your healthcare provider for any professional medical decisions, okay? Now that I got that out the way, let's go ahead and dive into Maquis Berry. And in the realm of superfoods, Maquis Berry is one of the newest rising stars. It can be found in the rainforest of Chile and Argentina and is actually really gaining a lot of popularity. And before I heard about Maquis Berry, I've always been a fan of superfoods. And one of my favorite superfoods is acai. And Maquis Berry has 5 times the content, mineral content, that acai has, which is amazing. So today we're going to dive into 5 benefits of the acai berry, the Maquis Berry. And because it's infused with sea moss, now we know that sea moss already has 92 minerals. But the Maquis Berry that I get from Simply, the base is actually purple sea moss. So that is 97 minerals as a base. And then with the exceptional antioxidant power of the Maquis Berry, it brings the mineral content up to almost 300 minerals, which is exceptional, right? Because our body is made up of 102. Okay, so one of the first things that really caught my attention about the Maquis Berry is that it's wonderful for preserving and enhancing eye health. So if you're looking to boost your vision, if you're looking to help to protect your body from oxidative stress, the antioxidants that are in maki berry have been known to help to reduce the risk of age-related eye conditions. And with regular consumption, you can actually see a difference in how your vision is and how your overall eye wellness is. So in this modern world where we are increasing our screen time, maki berry can really help to perk up our value in regards to eye support and vision health. Second is it's just an amazing antioxidant. So it's really celebrated as being extraordinary in its antioxidant content. So antioxidants, if you did not know, are crucial for fighting free radicals in the body, which can lead to oxidative stress or various chronic diseases. And the antioxidant capacity of maki berry surpasses any of the other popular superfruits like acai, like moringa, for example, to name a few, and what's the other, goji berry, right? Those are like the top three antioxidants when I think of them. And this can really help with boosting our antioxidant intake. All right, next is going to be our blood sugar regulation. Now, this is something that I need help with, okay? Because I love my sweets currently right now. If you know me, you already know. I am craving lemon cake. That's like, I don't know, like every single place I go to, I'm like, oh, you have lemon cake? Okay, well, let me get that. You know what I mean? If you make some bomb lemon cake, let me know, because that's something that I've been craving lately. But I'm trying to really monitor because I love my sweets, and you know, diabetes and just concerns about blood sugar level is a reality. And maki berry can really help to regulate our blood sugar, reducing the spikes that we might experience after having meals. And in particular, it's really important for maintaining energy levels and preventing that crash associated to high blood sugar levels. All right, fourth thing is the antioxidants in maki berry not only fight internal oxidative stress, but also benefit our skin. So they can help to protect the skin from damage caused by UV rays and pollution. So that means that your skin can look healthier, more youthful, and you know, because of all the antioxidants, it just helps with the anti-aging properties. And I can actually speak on this from my personal experience. I lost my mind for a minute and I was basically like last month I was cooking, and I personally don't use a microwave at all to warm up my food. I might here and there use a microwave if I don't have any options, but at home in particular, I don't use a microwave at all, you know, to warm up my food or anything like that. And so I was warming up my food in my iron skillet, and if you know iron skillet, you already know, right? It can get really, really hot. So I was warming up my food in my iron skillet, and I had probably been warming up my food for maybe about like 20, 30 minutes. I'm not really too sure, because I was preoccupied by doing other things. And so then after a period of time, I'm like, okay, you know, my food's warm now. Let me go ahead and take my food out. But I happened to be on a conference call, and we were talking about some some events that I was going to participate in. And so I went ahead and was on the call, and it was my turn to speak. But at the same time, I had to pull my food out. So I went ahead and I put on my glove and I pulled out my food, and then I went to go grab my plate, took off my glove, obviously, because I needed to grab my plate, right? And went to go grab my food and forgot that I didn't put on my glove. And I literally grabbed the pan, you know, the handle, and I burned. I probably had a second or third degree burn all on the middle of my hand, like just severe. I had to put myself on mute. I, you know, if you ever get a serious burn, you can always put honey immediately on as a natural antioxidant to help to pull the heat out. And my hand was already starting to bubble. So I ran it under cold water. It was stinging really, really bad. So I went ahead and I put some raw honey on my hand, and then I put a glove over it. And I was hoping that that was going to help. And then after like 5 minutes, it was stinging really, really bad again. And so I went ahead and reapplied the honey, put on another glove, and then I just put an ice pack on my hand, you know, and it probably took me like 20 minutes to treat myself. By the time I got back to my food was damn near cold, excuse my French. But I ended up, you know, waking up the next day, and I ended up falling asleep with the ice pack on my hand and honey, the honey glove. And I was really, really worried because I thought that my hand was going to be super, super swollen. You know what I mean? Because immediately my hand started swelling, and I was amazed that it wasn't as bad, nearly as bad as what I thought. I did notice that a layer of my skin was basically gone, and my hand was really, really sensitive. And then in the center of my hand, there was like a little bit of a burn, but it only looked like maybe it was like a first degree burn. So I went ahead and applied another layer of honey on in the morning, and another glove, and I wrapped my hand, and I happened to have the maki berry. That's the whole point of my story. In my refrigerator. So I just got it maybe like a day or two before. So I went ahead and for breakfast, I ate the whole thing. And I had my hand wrapped all day, right, in bandages. And then I went ahead and went to work that day, and I ended up purchasing another bottle of the maki berry because I was like, look, I know that I just burned myself. I know it's really good for skin health. Let me see if I do these two bottles, how my hand's gonna be. So I went ahead, bought another bottle of the maki berry. That next morning, I hadn't taken off my wrap because I was really still concerned because it was so sensitive. Next morning, I went ahead, I woke up, I took off my wrap, and my hand was now about 60% better than what it was the day before. It was only really in the center where my hand was starting to peel due to the burn. My skin had started growing back already. It was still very sensitive, but it wasn't to the point where now I needed to use the honey. I went ahead and I added some Egyptian magic. I put that on my hand and I wrapped my hand again for another day. And honestly, putting the Egyptian magic on there, I had that wrap for probably about 3 days. And I was taking the maki berry 3 tablespoons in the morning, 3 tablespoons at night. And I'm just, you know, by that fifth day, my hand was 100% literally back to normal. I do have a little, like I had a little bit of a scar, for maybe about like a week and a half in the center of my hand. And that was probably the hottest part that I had grabbed the handle. But I'm confident that it was the maki berry that really saved me. You know what I mean? And if I didn't take that maki berry that night and finish, or that next morning, excuse me, and finish that whole bottle for breakfast, I do feel like I would have had a more serious experience
and my hand would have, I would have needed, you know, ibuprofen. I would have needed to go to the hospital and probably get like a shot. So yeah, just absolutely amazing. Super, super wonderful. And that's just my own personal experience. But I did notice that it helped to protect my skin once it was damaged. And last but not least, one other reason why I really like Maki Berry is because it's very high in vitamin C. So it's just a really great addition to your diet, especially now during the cold and flu season. I promise y'all, I swear, like, it's snowing some nights. I go outside, it's like 55 degrees. I'm a sun girl, okay? If you grew up in LA, you know what I mean. We don't like it when it's below 75, okay? We have the whole shebang, the scarves, the socks that are stuffed, you know what I mean? Super soft. We have the long coats. We have the hats. Okay, not only just for a fashion sense, but because it literally feels like it's snowing. That's kind of like how I feel sometimes. And so I just really appreciate the Maki Berry during this time frame because it's helping to boost my immune system. You know, I have to wake up early and walk my dog in the morning, and I have to walk my dog late at night sometimes when I get off work later in the evenings. And I do believe that it's really important to help to boost your immune system. So those are my little tidbits. And that's a little bit of information about me and the Maki Berry. It's trending. It tastes really good. And whether you're looking for, you know, an overall boost in your health or you're trying to target a specific concern, Maki Berry is worth considering. So I hope that you guys will comment and let me know what you guys think. They have it available right now simply for $39.99, which is really a steal. This unparalleled antioxidant is just so versatile and just a really great addition to any health conscious individual's diet. I really love it. And if you are a ride or die, I would definitely consider checking it out at your next visit. Until next time, Soul Family, I appreciate you guys so much for being a part of this Queen Talk LA family. I look forward to hearing more about how your year is going and hopefully how some of your New Year's resolutions has been. Don't forget to comment, and I'll see you guys soon. Peace.